When was that moment where you said to yourself, like, this is a topic that I feel like I have to make a film about?
I have to go back all the way in the beginning, so, you know, why it is related to me. So just a little bit of background, you know, the earthquake happened in Sichuan in China in 2008, the epicenter is very close to my hometown. So, you know, I'm from there, and my hometown was destroyed. And back then, I was in college. I was a freshman, you know, first year in college. So I didn't know what to do. It took me a few years to figure out that I wanted to, to make a documentary. So, I was in college. I didn't know what to do. And what really has changed that was because I was in a very special program, actually. It's a program funded by State University of New York, SUNY. So it's a very special program. It gives 150 scholarships, free scholarships to Chinese college students affected by the earthquake to study in the U.S. in SUNY for a year. So, you know, that changed the whole thing because when the earthquake happened, there were a lot of efforts, you know, internationally to come to help, you know, money and, you know, medical teams, volunteers. But in a year or two, they all left. They either had to left because, you know, they don't run out of money, or, you know, or the government didn't want them to stay there forever. So basically, you know, in the beginning, everyone was very invested and into your, most people are gone. I think this is typical for many, many, you know, big, natural disasters. So, and, you know, I realized I had to do something, and in that year, I discovered that, the best way to tell a story about my hometown is to, you know, to make a documentary. So, you know, in that year, I made my mind that, you know, I will go to make a documentary. And then, that's why I applied for graduate school. I came back to New York. I went to NYU, studied documentary, and I made this thesis film about my hometown. That, you know, that's why and how it all happened.
How difficult was it for you to go back there and kind of document these families trying very, very hard to put the pieces back together in their lives?
Yeah, it was very difficult because, you know, for me as well, I always consider that I'm one of them because, you know, they lost their families, they lost their child. I lost some of my family members too. I lost my cousin, I lost my grandpa, and many other relatives. It is in the town, Sichuan, which is featured in this town. Over 90% of the people in the town lost their family members. So everyone lost someone in the family. So even when I went back from New York to the front to a tiny town, trying to make a film about the loss, I mean, for me, you know, it's the same. You know, I'm looking at very struggle that I think sometimes I experience too, a lot. You know, it kind of reminds me myself about what happened. You know, so, you know, it's they are in the same community, and, you know, it's like, it's kind of, a conflict that, you know, for me, I love not to think too much about, you know, what happened, but, you know, I made my mind I need to make a documentary, and I think more people should know, about their life. So, you know, it's a daily struggle, that I need to face emotionally, and also because, you know, I was trying to be more objective. I was trying very hard not to be too emotional in the film. So, you know, I had to keep a certain distance emotionally to the subject in the film, which is very difficult because it's very easy to get emotional. Mm-hmm. I think their life was hit hard oftentimes because of the loss of their child and, you know, that the fact that many of them were not able to have a mother. And you see that. You see the pain in your daily life. You know, it's not like, it's not like you're crying, but you can feel that, you know, there's not much you can do. So I think that struggle was invisible, but it's very present. So, you know, I think for me it was a very difficult film to make, and it was my first film, mm-hmm. you know, it's my student thesis film. Before I went to make this film, I have never made anything longer than 5 minutes. So, you know, and it was me, myself, with a one-man band, with nobody else. You know, the student film, and we were supposed to be in this one-man band mode. So, you know, there's so much that I would need help with, but I couldn't find any help. And, you know, I was practically in a mountain, in a very remote area in China. So, you know, it's quite difficult. But at the end of the day, I think the most important thing is that you have the access to the people, and the ability to be filmed and understand what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, all other things you can be overhand. So that's how I actually finished the film, even though there are many difficulties.
I'm happy that you mentioned you were like a one-man band on this project, because, I mean, I can't even begin to wonder how you edited this. How do you pick and choose what's more important when you're handling like a topic like this? So what was the editing process like for you?
I think it's really the story happened in the editing room.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's a first time film. While I was there, I spent about 4 months back there in the summer of 2012. I only had 4 months because, you know, it's in the summer, it's between, you know, school time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only time I can go back to China and film. So I spend all my time. And I just film everything. Anything I can film. And without knowing that it is going to become part of the story. I mean, I knew the story. I knew, you know, what kind of story it's going to be like. I knew the thrill of it. But, you know, it's not that when I was in the film, I know the, you know, the narrative, the structure, and what's really going to show, so people can really show them.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came back in New York, I spent, I think, more than 10 hours every day in the editing room.
Wow.
Day and night, I think like everyone else, you know, you're trying to find help from others. You know, you write down those elements, items, stories, you know, and the speakers, and you put them on the wall, and then you move them around, and you try to make sense of them. But really, I think what's really important is that community of filmmakers who knows, you know, what's going to help to tell a story that people don't have much background information about, because, you know, it's a story about China, but I was going to tell a story not only about China or the earthquake, but it's a story that people can relate to in different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
So I really reach out to, you know, all kinds of people I know, people who are filmmakers, people who are not, people who have a lot of ideas and how to edit a story together, or people who don't know a thing about it. So, you know, it's just really, I think I was being very persistent in asking for ideas, suggestions, because I knew the story in my head, long time ago. You know, it's a story about, you know, my people, you know, my friends, my families. And I think that's good and bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's good that you already have a strong understanding of what you're trying to tell, but the way you tell it, you need help. So I think really NYU is very international, and not only the students, you know, the professors, alumni, and people in the community, they're very willing to help. And that has helped a lot, especially for this type of student film that, you know, it's a student film, it's a random film. So if you don't get that kind of help, you're pretty much always on your own. And I think oftentimes you have to get too focused, and you sort of narrow your mind, and that's what prevents you from telling a bigger story. So, you know, I mean, it's a lot of work. You know, it's hundreds of hours of you and editing and with, you know, Peter and stuff. But really, I think what really works and helps is that effort to talk to everyone and try to explain the story 100 times from the beginning, you know, really insist on trying to improve the story. I guess I'm not saying, you know, it's a great story or, you know, it's great editing, but for me, you know, it's the first time I'm doing this. And I think that my experience is, you know, that what really worked for me that I didn't have or I couldn't have is really always ask for suggestions from people, always try to improve it, to ask people to attack it, not just, you know, not really only, you know, looking for support or you know, that people are leaders, which is going to be more important about what doesn't work and how things can be clearer, things like that.
Mm-hmm. Why do you think someone should see this film? Like, if someone kind of came across it, you know, on Vimeo or on a website or something like that, and they're like, and they're kind of on the fence why they should see it. How do you think that you would, I know it's an emotional topic for you, but how do you think you would sell this to them and kind of convince them to see this documentary?
Well, I think, first of all, there are not many films, particularly documentaries, that bring you to China from a perspective, you know, that could be understood both by Chinese people and, you know, people who are not Chinese. I think it is very for people who want to know more about China, you know, really about the society, what people think, what people's lives are like, what is going on in this country, what's going to happen, what do people care, and you know, what where are the issues. I think it's important to look at those things, you know, from a perspective that is not only Chinese or only Western, which is dominant nowadays, because I think China is an area that's underreported, you know, because of the restrictions of access and political issues. So I think in my case, you know, I'm from there, I grew up from there, and I know deeply about the society. And the issue, really, about the, you know, the one-child policy and how that has changed Chinese people, you know, the way they live and you know, their desire and what means, what's important to them. So, you know, this is a film that shed light on that issue and really about ordinary people's life that it's very hard to get access to. I think because of the access I have, you will hear a side of people's life in China that you don't usually get to see.